الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him. And we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and all his companions. In today's khutbah, we're going to finalize the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakam, the judge. And with this khutbah, we'll complete the whole 99 attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakam, the judge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who judge between the truthfulness and the falsehood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakam, the judge, that he judge for the hearts with satisfaction and content, and also judge for the souls with obedience and going through the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the judge, his judgment is done and will never be disputed. No one can dispute the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his judgment that's going to give the rights to for the oppressed from the oppressor, and he's going to take the rights from the one who take advantage of from the weak. In Quran al-Kareem, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakam, came in two forms. The one verse has the name Al-Hakam, in Surah Al-An'am, verse 114, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَابَ مُفَصَّلًا. Are we going to take any judge except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he's the one who sent the book in details about all the affairs. Okay, and then in other forms, in plural, في سورة الأعراف verse 87, فاصبروا حتى يحكم الله بيننا وهو خير الحاكمين. Be patient until Allah the judge will judge, and Allah is the best of the judges. And also in سورة هود verse 45, رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين. This in the tongue of Prophet Nuh, when he addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, you know my son from my family, and your promise is the truth, and you are the wise of the judges. And also another surah, 15, verse 8, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wise of all the judges? So, and also in the Sunnah, Hani, when he came to in his group from with his nation to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard his people around him calling him Abu al-Hakam. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to come and ask him, why do you call you Abu al-Hakam? He told him that because whenever any dispute among my people, they ask me for judgment. And I judge, and both parties agree, and they like my judgment, and this is why they call me Abu al-Hakam. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised that issue, and he told him, مَا أَحْسَنُ هَذَا, and asked him about, that's good that you do this, but do you have any children? He told him, yes, I have Shuraih, who is Muslim, Abdullah. And Prophet Muhammad asked him about the oldest son. He said, Shuraih. He said, so you are Abu Shuraih. And he asked him not to call himself Abu al-Hakam, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Hakam, the judge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Hakam, it's a perfection attribute for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be the judge, he also has all the perfections, attributes, like he will be the hearer, he will be the knower, he will be the experienced, he will be all the perfections, attributes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that this attribute include all other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since he will be the judge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best, and he was the just, so all perfect attributes for him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to judge in this life and in the hereafter between his slaves. So, and he also judge in the known and in unknown. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge for what he asked the people to follow. He will set the way for the people, for his slaves to follow. And this only for him. This means the Quran al-Kareem, whatever comes in the Quran al-Kareem, that should be the norm that the people follow, and no question after that, because that's coming from our Creator. And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, He knows our deficiencies, He knows our strengths, so He described everything according to His creation, with His knowledge, what's good for us and what's perfect for us to do, to follow, and what we, even if it is appearance, it could be hard or it could be difficult, but the remedy is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judge, so no question to question His judgment. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sit al-halal, it means that you accept it, when you don't question it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sit for us al-haram, we accept it, we don't question it, and even if we don't think why? Because we know that certain things with our limited mind abilities, we don't know everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and who is the best for us. When He said do it, so we should do it. When He said don't do it, so we should not do it. So Al-Shanqiti described that if we don't agree about the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, this means that we came out of the religion of Allah. This means that we don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God forbid, if we don't agree about what's in the Quran and of course what's in the Sunnah, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will not say a word to the religion except that's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect for us to worship Him, and we should not take any partner for Him, and we should not question anything related to His worship that He ordained for us, and also for His judgment for us, and whatever He described for us to follow. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَلِمَنْ يَكُونَ الْحُكْمُ وَمَنْ الْحُكْمُ فِي ذَلِكَ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. All the judgment is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we disagree about something, we should go to Allah's judgment. in the Quran and Sunnah. If we find it, so no, we don't question it. So لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدُرُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. So when it comes from Allah, so that's clear cut knowledge that we should follow. We should not seek any other knowledge after that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since He has the perfect judgment and just, so if we disagree about something, we should go back to Him. فَإِن تَنَزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. If you disagree about any issue, just return it back to Allah and to His Prophet. If you believe. If you believe in Allah and in the day of judgment, and that's the best description for that. So, and many of the ayahs related to that, لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أَبْصُرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمَعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكْ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the unknown in the heavens and earth. So He knows and He sees and He hears everything, and no partner for Him. So nobody will disagree. He has the ultimate judgment in everything, and we should follow so we could be rewarded in the day of judgment for that. So because his hearing and his sight encounter everything in this universe. So He knows all about known and unknown, everything around us known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهُ لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. So don't call any other gods next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All will perish except Him, except His faith. For Him, the judgment, and all of us and will go back to Him, and He will judge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His judgment and with His just, so whatever we do, we're going to be set assured, you are not going to be taken advantage of, or you are not going to be judged unjustly. No, all justice will be done with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنُ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. The judgment is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't worship anybody else except Him. Do worship Him only. This religion is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many people, they don't know this reality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between the truthfulness and the falsehood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to judge, and the truth going to prevail at the end, even if the false going to become victorious for some time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, at the end, the truthfulness is going to be the victorious, and that hour going to come sooner or later. So some who like Karun, for instance, when he became very rich, and he saw Prophet Musa and his companions poor, and he told him, "Oh, look, Musa, I am Allah give me the power and give me the money and give me," and He's making you poor and your follower poor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended up with everything of Karun underground when he reached that level of arrogancy. So don't think that if you see somebody is not following the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's going higher and higher and higher, don't think that because some people, they say that. They even describe some believers, "Hey, you are believers, you are being oppressed, you are not doing the right thing, you are taking advantage of, where are you, what are you doing?" And all look at the other side, they are victorious, they're doing well. What's compared? No, this is not the way with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may raise the false for some time, but But even for that time, at the end is going to be even terrible end for him, for that for false. And eventually the right, righteousness going to prevail and going to be the victorious and at the end. So Nasrullah, the victory of Allah will become ultimate, and all the believers will increase their belief in that. So in this life, this is what's going to happen. And at the end, this is in this life. But even at the hereafter, the judgment going to be final, and the false going to be punished from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the truthfulness and the true believers going to be rewarded. This is the ultimate, and this is the most important at the end. So, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not equalize between the truth and the false. He is not equalized between someone work hard and someone lazy. Someone will not going to equalize between the one who is just and one who is unjust. He was not equalized between the one who work hard to earn his money, halal, and someone going to steal or do illegal things to earn his money. That's not justice. That's not going to stay like that forever. And at all the end of the day of judgment, that's the result will be for the believers, for the truthfulness, that's going to be rewarded with the paradise, and for the false and the wrongdoing, the hellfire will be the reward for that. So now, when you come to the day of judgment and you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be judged, they say that you're going to, oh Allah, where is my proclamation that I'm going to come to you? So it's written in the Quran, Malik Yawm al-Din. So this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the owner of the day of judgment. This is a message for you. This is a message for you that you're going to come to that. And also you can say, who brought that message for me? Also in the Quran, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The prophets delivered that message for you that you're going to come to that judgment day. Okay, now, can you let me bring witness? Yes, the witness is going to be with you. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهُمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. You're going to have your own witness, your hands, whatever you have done with your hands, your tongue, whatever you said with your tongue, your legs, whatever you did with, this is going to be witness. All the parts of the body are going to be witness in the day of judgment. Whatever you did right, whatever you did wrong, even the earth. If you pray in a, this is the reason that you see the Muslim, they move from prayer place to another prayer. So for this piece of earth, you're going to testify in the day of judgment that you prayed in that location. And also, God forbid, if someone commit a sin, that place of committing a sin is going to be witness against you too. So all this will be your witness in the day of judgment. Okay, now, oh Allah, can you let me have a lawyer? Oh no, this is اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك على اليوم عليك حسيبة. You are yourself. Read your book. Read what you have done is written there. Everything, and can you say something about that? No, everything was the truth. Yeah, whatever happened is recorded. Because you have two angels here recorded. Good deeds were recorded, and bad deeds also was recorded. Everything, even if you say and even the angel will not know how to describe this sound. This sound is either good or bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, record it, and I will interpret that in the day of judgment for him or against him. So, and even can the person can pay financial things to get away from this judgment? No. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. In that day, no money, no children will be benefit for you. Only you and yourself, that with in your word, your work, whatever you have done, that's what's going to be in front of you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. when you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clean heart. So can you ask for another trial? مَا يُبَدُّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامِ مِنَ الْعَبِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment is final. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his judgment is just. No unjust here. All just. And his final. So you cannot say, I'm going to have another trial. No, that's it. It's over. The day of judgment is over. Okay, so the day of judgment is going to be between the false and the right. And between the obedience and the disobedience. It's between the good and the evil. All this will be judged. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward and will punish accordingly. So this means that in the day of judgment, you cannot ask for any other trials. It's over. And it's because you're going to testify this is the just, and you are not going to disagree, because whatever happened, it is exactly what happened. لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, judgment, and you're going to return back to Him. Prophet Musa alayhi salam was supplicating for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him to do something to satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that for your satisfaction with my decree, that's how I want to be satisfied with you. So for you to be satisfied with the decree of what's happening to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's satisfaction for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you. So this means that if something happened to you, you thank Allah for it, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, you ask Allah ta'ala for guidance, but you don't show any disagreement about what's happening. What's happening is for you, and this is judgment for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you, so satisfy with it, and that will be believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from your side. Look at what happened to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. His brothers judged on him to be killed. He judged on him to be perished. اقتلوا يوسف أو القاه في غياه بالجب. He wanted to just to get rid of him, whatever way they can do, for him to die or to disappear. But what was the judgment for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him? The judgment for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he became the prime minister of Egypt at the time. And that was the highest position after the king there. Everything was under his control. So his brothers won't judge him this way, but look what Allah judged him for what happened to him. قَالُوا وَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ وهذا أخي قد من الله علينا إنه من يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. That's further words from Allah. When you pay patience, when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have the best for you. And also, whatever you think what's happening for you, you may not like it, but know this is the best for you, because something worse could happen. إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. All affairs in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has judgment in this life. And look at this here. From this judgment for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, أن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى. Whatever you do is for you. وأن سعيه سوف يرى. Whatever you do, you're going to see. ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى. You're going to be rewarded accordingly. Now, إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. The best of you is the one who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared. And also, described the end for the believers will be good, and the end for the disbelievers will be bad. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. The good people in the paradise. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Could be in this life and in the afterlife too. And also these believers will be in the hellfire. Could be in this life hellfire for them and the afterlife fire for them too. So now when you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judgment, look, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضُلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. That's the judgment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala away, then you're going to be guided. And you are not going to be misguided. And you are not going to have any calamities in your life. You're going to be content. وَمَنْ يَتَّبَعَ هَدْيُ. And now when you follow his way, and you're satisfied with his judgment, then وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. But if you're dissatisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judgment, what's going to happen? Then the calamity is going to be on you, and the hardship going to be on you, and you're not going to change anything. And also from the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن الله مع الصابرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the patient. أن الله مع المتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the fearful. That's all judgment. أن الله مع الصادقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the truthful. إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. When you are in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen you, will be in your side. And also, أن الله لا يهدي كيد الخائنين. If you do it wrong, you are not going to succeed. And also, إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. When you lie, when you disbelieve, you are out of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the judgment in this life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Now, how you can be polite with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakam, Al-Judge? When you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakam, Al-Judge, so don't ask for justice from other than Him. Ask the justice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Because He's the one who is in control. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything in your mind, because everything is done. Al-Qalam Qad Jaff. It means that everything is decreed, all been written, and everything is there. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the best. So the judgment and the justice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali ibn Abi Talib, when he found Al-Ahnas ibn Qais, very sad for his son's death, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu told him, be patient. Because when you are patient, you're going to be rewarded for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah. And if you are not patient and you disagree about that what happened to you, you're going to have wizr, you're going to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be punished. He will punish you for that. And also, one of the companion of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he was worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough that Prophet Musa admired him and visited him and asked him, do you want me to supplicate for you? Do you want something for me to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you? He said, yes, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for three things. لا يشغلني بسواه. I don't want anybody else except him. أن يلهمني ذكره. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make me remember in him. And never forgive him. And the last thing he asked him to give me his love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love to be for him until I meet him. So Prophet Musa was supplicating for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he forgot all about what this companion told him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded Prophet Musa, told him, what about this slave that you ask you to say something to me? Oh Allah, you know about it. I forgot. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Musa, tell this slave that I'm going to put him in the hellfire. Whatever he worship, I'm going to put him in the hellfire. And then Prophet Musa was surprised, and he told that to that slave, so to that companion. So what the companion responded for that? He said, welcome for the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it is. And I swear, with the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not going to stay away from his worshipping. I'm still going to worship him even if he put me in the hellfire. And I'm not going to go away from his door asking him, supplicating for him, even if he's kicked me away from him. This was the response of that companion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded back to Prophet Musa and told this companion that I am satisfied with him and I forgive all his sins. And with my majesty, if his sins will fill in the heaven and the earth, I'm going to forgive him. Just because his satisfaction with my decree. So to be satisfied with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a great thing to keep in your mind with your relationship with Allah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ya hakam ya adl, arzuqna al-rida biqadaik, warzuqna al-sabr ala al-bala' wal-shukru fi al-rakha'. Allahumma afina wa'afu anna, wakrimna wala tahinna, wakun lana wala takun alayna, wa'atina wala tahrimna, wa nas'aluka an tuwalli umurana khiyarana, ولا تول أمورنا شرارنا واغفر ذنوبنا يا كريم يا حليم يا حكم يا عدل يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن